And good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. It is 8:35, a little bit of rain. It's okay, maybe. It'll go away in time. And we're brought to you by Arnold-Moore Kneecap Funeral Home and also Tall Grass Motors. We're talking with Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Oklahoma today. And today, as you heard Phil and I talking about, 6:12 this morning is National Mentoring Day. Charlene Dew, how are you?
I am great. Thank you for having us on.
And we have David Lewis, who is also a board chair with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. How are you doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
All right, so let's take it away. First of all, National Mentoring Day, it's a great way to kind of break the ice and let people know about Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Right. Big Brothers Big Sisters of America is the oldest and premier national mentoring, one-to-one mentoring organization mm-hmm. in the United States. And Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma was formed in 2006 when all of the Big Brother Big Sister organizations joined together mm-hmm. to form one organization with six sites. And Bartlesville has been serving Washington County since 1984. So we've been around a long time, and we do one-to-one, true one-to-one mentoring that really does help ignite the potential for youth.
And we were talking in the green room with David about his... how you got started, and your little is not little anymore.
No, he's not. So I moved to Bartlesville in 2012, mm-hmm. And whenever I graduated from OU, came up to work for ConocoPhillips, and one of the first things that, you know, I got involved with in the community was Big Brothers Big Sisters, and so I was matched in 2014 with a young man, and he was in the eighth grade, and I was matched with him all the way up until his freshman year at Rogers State University. And so he now has graduated with his associate's degree and is working in the community and doing well for himself. And I'm actually matched with another young man right now mm-hmm. who is over at the high school as a freshman. So
now going into this and seeing the result of it the first time around, and now you're taking a second bite at the apple, must have been a pretty rewarding experience.
Definitely. From a mentoring perspective, I think, you know, anyone who's involved with mentoring as a big or as a little, we're both getting poured into during that process. And so it was really rewarding to see some of the relationship that I built with him mm-hmm. and his family and so how that kind of changed some decisions in his life and in his family's life. As well as the young man that I was matched with previously, he was there whenever I was married. So he was at my wedding. I have two kids, and those kids, he's familiar with them and knows them. And so it's just a part of the family. I'm just another family member. And so it's amazing to see young people grow and be able to pour into them.
And it's relationship like this to keep big brothers and big sisters going on and on and on. And a lot of great positive results. Historically, we've gone through a few of these stories, and I never get tired of hearing them.
Right. Most of the mentors that come in, you know, they come in saying they want to be there for a child. They want to help a child. And eventually they say, you know, I never realized how much it was going to change my own mm-hmm. life positively. And it is really rewarding. I've been here 30 years in Bartlesville and just seen so many lives changed because somebody cared.
Mm-hmm. And then, boy, I tell you what, caring is at the core at some point. It really is. It's a big time thing.
We always say that if you know how to be a friend, you know how to be a mentor, because what mentors are doing is they're showing up, they're building a trusting relationship, mm-hmm. and they're helping that youth see alternative ways of living.
Very good. We're talking with Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Oklahoma. We have Ms. Charlene Dew and also David Lewis here with us too. And David, this whole notion of Big Brothers and Big Sisters, first time I heard about it, I was thinking, you know, I was a kid, I guess, or a young man anyway. I was thinking, boy, you know, if I would... this was around in my little town in Northwest Indiana, there could have been some lives straightened out before they found some curves in the road. And it just seems that, you know, this kind of straightens out the road for young people in a lot of ways.
Definitely. It's interesting, you know, whenever you go along life and you might have had experiences with your family and you're basing your decisions off mm-hmm. of that, whenever someone who comes into your life and is a college graduate, for example, and you're in high school, but no one in your family has ever graduated from college, mm-hmm. you have a mentor that you can rely on to walk you through that process, talk to you about some of the challenges that you might face. And really, it's someone who has been where you're trying to go, and they're willing to, you know, reach back and help you along the way. And that's all that mentoring is about. And there are so many young people that have taken advantage of this one-to-one mentoring program. And one of the unique things about Big Brothers Big Sisters is the match support that's involved as well. Mm-hmm. So you're not just matched with a young person as a mentor and left on your own, but you receive monthly calls from match support asking you how the match is going. Do you need any resources or activities, ideas for activities to get involved with? And so that match support piece is, I think, what makes Big Brothers Big Sisters unique compared to any mentoring program in the world.
Charlene, do you want to add to that?
Yes. Back in the 80s, there was a Public and Private Ventures, which is a national research firm, did a research study and asked the question, does it matter? You know, we know it's fun, but does it matter for young people to have a big brother or big sister? And they came back saying, yes, it does. For youth that have regular contact with a one-to-one mentor, they are less likely to make negative lifestyle choices, do better with relationships academically in school, less likely to get involved with violence, drugs, alcohol. The two things that they said that set Big Brothers Big Sisters apart, because back in the 80s, mentoring had money attached to it.
Yeah.
So everybody thought they could do it. They said what set Big Brothers Big Sisters apart was the screening on the front side in terms of child safety and the screening of the volunteers at the beginning, and then the professional match support that supported those matches for the life of the match, mm-hmm. which is why we have matches that are 3, 4, 5. We've had matches that have lasted 10 years because you have someone there when they run into those road bumps as, you know, life happens or the child gets older. I mean, if they're matched with a young child and then the child turns to be a teenager, sometimes the mentor's thinking, they don't need me anymore. Mm-hmm. And we're not, no, they need you differently, mm-hmm. you know, and so you have to help them make that transition. If nobody's there, then it's just frustration, and sometimes that relationship will end. But good professional match support can keep the match together because it helps them solve the problem and build the relationship.
I've noticed one thing, there's a common thread with a lot of mentors that I have met. They are a little bit of a more than just a little bit of a friend. They're actually problem solvers to a degree, for the simple fact that, you know, when conversation starts, the frustration can sometimes be eased. Maybe a plan could be agreed upon, and the next thing you know, some of the stuff that was problematic just starts to iron out.
Exactly. And I think that's the big thing with Big Brothers Big Sisters is the potential and helping someone reach their full potential, mm-hmm. As a young person. And sometimes you might face challenges, whether it's in school or at home even, and you get discouraged and you can't see beyond those challenges and obstacles that mm-hmm. you face. And it's the job of a mentor to help us see beyond those challenges and obstacles and help us, you know, really envision the potential in our lives. And that's what we try to do every day as mentors and bigs for Big Brothers Big Sisters.
And of course, you know, a child only knows what a child only knows. They know what's around them. I mean, growing up as a kid in Indiana, you had three options. You could join the army, you could work in a factory, or you could work on a farm, and really that was about it because that's all you saw,
right?
You know, thanks to some people that come into your lives, maybe a teacher or someone who's been around the world a little bit or out in it, it's like, well, wait a second. I'm not that limited after all. And exactly. Is this what the kids find out, too, that they're not limited, that their potential is even greater?
Definitely. You know, it was amazing whenever I took my little to his first professional basketball game. Uh-huh. And so whenever the Tulsa Shock were in Tulsa, I took him to go see them. We went down to Kevin Durant's whenever Kevin Durant had the restaurant in Oklahoma City. Uh-huh. And we ate there. And it was just things and experiences. Really, I was fortunate growing up because I had both of my parents in the household mm-hmm. that I took for granted. But some of the things that I exposed him to, you know, his, you know, eyes were, you know, really opened, and he was really grateful for the opportunity. But it planted a seed in helping him think about, you know, I wonder what else is possible. If David, you know, was able to accomplish this, or David was able to have this experience, why can't I have that as well? And that is all a young person needs to, you know, really grow.
Well, you hit that one on the head.
Yeah.
Charlene, is there anything you'd like to add? We've been going right here at a pretty good pace. I hope I haven't missed anything yet.
I know. We have two programs. One is our community-based program, which is what most people think of when they think of Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Mm-hmm. The mentors are all going to be adults, 18 and over, and the activities take place in the community. So mm-hmm. they're going to be as varied as the people involved. And we have a site-based program where the mentor goes to the child's school once a week during the academic year. Those volunteers can be as young as 16. So we have high school volunteers that are mentors in the site-based program. And we're the only site in the state that uses high school volunteers. And we have some awesome high school mentors that do a great job. And then we also have some college students and adults. Right now, our greatest need always is for men or couples.
Well, okay.
And because we've got about 24 children on the waiting list, 17 of them are boys. And that tends to be true across the country because more boys are referred and more women volunteer. So what we need are the men to come and be that role model, that mentor, that friend to those boys. And we also have a couples that, and we're getting quite a few couples now. I think the couples match was kind of a well-kept secret.
Yeah, up until a couple weeks ago, I didn't know about it.
Couples can come in and they're screened separately. They're matched to one child, usually a boy. And the advantage to the child is that they get a male role model, a female role model, and a healthy marriage relationship, mm-hmm. which most of them are in need of. The advantage to the couple is particularly like if they're a young couple with both careers and they're wanting to do something to give back to the community but not take more time away from, you know, each mm-hmm. other. The other advantage is like say one of them travels a lot, it helps keep the stability in the match. And sometimes it's one of the, maybe one of the people is more shy and they just feel more comfortable doing it mm-hmm. with their partner. So we're getting some more couples and it's really good to see.
Wow, that's great. We also have a little fundraiser here. We got a couple of moments here. Can we talk about the Bowl for Kids' Sake real quick?
Bowl for Kids' Sake is our largest annual fundraiser. Teams are forming now, and we just extended the early bird registration until January 24th. So if you're out there listening thinking, oh, it's tomorrow and I don't have my team registered, you've got till next Friday, so get on it. Our sponsors for Bowl for Kids' Sake, our major sponsors are DSR is the presenting sponsor, ConocoPhillips, Phillips 66, and Truity. Credit Union are all campaign sponsors, and we greatly appreciate not only their financial support in the sponsorship, but those companies are also very good at forming. They have teams that come and represent the company and help raise money and additional money. So that's great.
David was telling me about the Conoco and the Phillips 66 folks. You got some teams ready to go.
Yes. So I work for ConocoPhillips as an internal auditor, but I also serve as the company coordinator for Bowl for Kids' Sake. And so in that capacity, I'm tasked with recruiting team captains who will then go and form teams. And it's really exciting because we get to fundraise, but also toward the end of February, we do what's called a party day. So during lunch, employees that are a part of teams for Bowl for Kids' Sake are able to go down to the old school Phillips 66 bowling alley and actually bowl during the lunch hour with their team. And so that's a really great time. It's a great team building activity as well. So for the folks out there from Phillips 66 or ConocoPhillips that are interested, make sure you reach out to your company coordinator to get involved.
Great. Great.
One thing I do want to not forget to mention is that we are really excited that we are going to start serving youth in Pawhuska.
The, great.
The Kiwanis Club of Pawhuska has been working on launching that initiative, and everything is go. I went to their meeting on Wednesday, and the schools are on board, and we are really excited that we'll be able to serve youth in Pawhuska, and even more excited that it was announced at the meeting that we were ready to go, and we had our first volunteer inquiry at 4:20. And that was pretty exciting.
Well, I'll tell you what, you always bring in some good news. That is really a nice thing to let everybody know, because, you know, our signal really reaches over there pretty well, too. So now we got you covered over there with Big Brothers Big Sisters.
And the other piece of exciting news, I'm just full of excitement today. Other piece of exciting news that we can announce, I can't announce the donor, because I haven't talked to him yet about how he wants to do that. But he is definitely, we have a company, we have a very generous community leader who is willing to match all of the community teams. So if you donate $25 or more to anybody on a team that is not part of one of the companies, ConocoPhillips, Phillips 66, mm-hmm. or OneGas, that already have company matching programs. Mm-hmm. So if you donate $25 or more to a bowler, and you are not part of a company matching program already, he is matching those gifts.
Sweet.
Which is absolutely, it's huge.
That's an angel right there.
it's absolutely huge, because the matching gift programs for Phillips 66, ConocoPhillips, and OneGas are huge bonuses. It's just blessings for the people that are employees and retirees there that help us to raise money, because they're able to have their donors' money double. And now that blessing is available to all the community teams up to a certain cap, which we will be announcing later. But that's probably the most exciting news we've had in a long time.
Well, that is great. That's a great note to end the program on today. I want to thank you, Charlene Dew. I also want to thank you, sir. I want to thank David Lewis here, who is a board chair with the Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and also wrangling up the teams there for the Bowl for Kids' sake. And a big brother himself, too.
Yes.
Man, you're the whole package for today, aren't you?
He's also on the governing board. He's
also
a busy guy.
I forgot one thing. Oh, I'm sorry. Geez, I'm so embarrassed now. But thank you for being on with us here with Community Connection. And it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors.